this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what said I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you've been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House insists President Trump is okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs. The president's doctor says it's a benign and common condition for seniors.
This diagnosis is a progressive one, meaning that there's no curative treatment or intervention, so it certainly can lead to persistent swelling, which can lead to persistent pain and difficulty with mobility. With at the age of 79, can be difficult. At the age of 79, while also being the president, can be a tremendous amount of work.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton. The president expected to sign a series of bills related to cryptocurrencies later today. The House passing that bill on Thursday and overnight passing the bill pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The White House and the president asking Attorney General Pam Bondi to release the full grand jury testimony related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News. A sigh of relief in the Big Easy as the risk of severe storms and flooding from a tropical system in the Gulf decreases. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Local leaders in Louisiana were taking no chances as a tropical disturbance moved in from the east.
If we get one of these torrential downpours, where it may be hard to delineate the road from the ditch, just be careful.
The immediate flooding risk has eased, but Lafourche Parish President Archie Chasson III hopes his constituents use it as a dry run.
Continue to get your game plan together. Pack that go bag with food and water and medicine in case something does pop up later on.
Hurricane season doesn't end until November. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Cooking out burgers this summer has been a lot more expensive. Beef prices are moving up into record territory. New federal numbers show the average price for a pound of ground beef is now more than $6, up 12% in a year. The price of steaks are up around 8%, helping to drive the prices up, the smallest American cattle herds in nearly 75 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. ask your doctor about SKYRIZI. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunshine to start today, then increasing clouds. A nice day to be outside, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Saturday looks like a nice day. Partial sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. It's 58 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission finds the Madison clerk broke election laws. Thursday, the commission determined several laws were broken when the Madison clerk's office, then led by City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bale, failed to count nearly 200 ballots during the November presidential election. At least two tornadoes touched down during severe weather in Wisconsin on Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Sullivan confirmed tornadoes in Beaver Dam and Hustisford. Both were EF0 twisters that did only minor damage to fields and affected no structures. Meteorologists are still investigating other reports from around the state. And Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags in Wisconsin to fly at half-staff Saturday in honor of a Middleton couple. Former Wisconsin State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife Terry were killed in the town of Middleton earlier this month. Authorities believe the couple's son James fatally shot them before killing himself. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson, Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Additional charges have been filed against a Menominee teen already charged in connection with a deadly Dunn County hit and run. The body of 54-year-old Ann Seidel was found lying in a ditch along County Highway Y March 29th of this year. Authorities say that 17-year-old Addison Bowell was the driver of the vehicle that hit Seidel and failed to stop. Bowell had already been charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of hit and run resulting in death. New charges now include homicide by use of a vehicle and controlled substances now have been added. The Friends of the Durand Public Library are holding a month-long creative contest and silent auction to raise money to digitize newspapers at the library. Friends of the Library member Rosie Reckon says The library has newspapers from as far back as 1865.
We have newspapers that are way back from 1865 on through, and from 2005 on, they have been digitized, I think, by the company that publishes them, but we have a lot of paper copies and microfilm. Unfortunately, the microfilm is no longer usable here because we don't have a reader anymore. So this is a real push to get these papers digitized.
The creative contest and silent auction continue through July 31st at the Durand Public Library. Eau Claire police are reminding motorists to expect heavy traffic in the area near Claremont Avenue and Highway T today and tomorrow. Country Jam is continuing today with headliners including Cole Swindell tonight and Sam Hunt tomorrow night. Again, Eau Claire police say expect traffic delays around the Country Jam location. At least two tornadoes touched down during severe weather in Wisconsin Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Sullivan confirmed tornadoes in Beaver Dam and Eustis Ford. Eustis Ford's tornado was an EF0, as was the one in Beaver Dam. Both did minor damage to fields. No structures were affected. Meteorologists are still investigating the other reports from around the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Wisconsinites will be paying more for title transfers and driver's license renewals in the fall. The state's biennial budget will add $50 more to vehicle title fees anytime a car is sold or transferred. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The Department of Public Works says each $10 increase in registration fees can generate $3.1 million annually. Wisconsin law allows counties to collect registration fees for transportation-related purposes. Fundraising numbers are fueling speculation that Governor Evers may not run for a third term next year. Recently released campaign finance records show Wisconsin's Democratic governor raised just over $750,000 in the first half of the year. That's compared to $5 million Evers had in his campaign coffers a month after he announced his candidacy for a second term in 2021. Evers has repeatedly said he'd announce his plans and whether or not he'd run in a 2026 campaign after the latest state budget was in place. Two Republican candidates have already announced they're running in next year's gubernatorial contest. David Brom, the man convicted of killing his parents and younger siblings in Rochester back in 1988, is set to be released from prison. Brom committed the crimes at the age of 16, receiving a sentence of life in prison. A state law put in place in 2024 removes life sentences for juvenile offenders, with Brom set for a release from prison in Llano Lakes on July 29th. Grant applications for projects that would include and improve resources for hunters are now open. The Department of Natural Resources says the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program will distribute $75,000 to this round of applicants. Past grant recipients have used the money for archery range upgrades, 4-H sports programs, hunting expos, and hunter education programs. Applications will be open on the DNR website through September 15th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. R&D Towing in Milltown would like to take this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedoms around the globe. Remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. That message from R&D Towing, 96 Main Street, Milltown. For prompt, courteous service, call 715-825-4519. Slow down, move over, and save our drivers' lives. They're wishing everyone a safe summer season.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Major League Baseball season resumes today with the start of the unofficial second half. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers open up in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Quinn Priester gets the nod to open that three-game set.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just find a way to get me into the game, and I'm going to do everything I can to give us a chance to win it and give us, you know, 5-6-plus innings. If there's an opportunity to go in and pitch, it's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
Brewers trail the Cubs by a game in the Central. The Cubs are home this afternoon against the Red Sox. Damian Lillard is returning to Portland. ESPN reporting the 9-time All-Star and the Blazers' all-time leading scorer returning to the franchise on a 3-year deal worth $42 million. He's expected to miss all of this coming season as he recovers from a torn Achilles tendon. Pittsburgh Steelers are signing former Badger pass rusher T.J. Watt to a record-setting 3-year contract worth $123 million. Watt becomes the NFL's highest-paid defender as well as the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history. That deal includes $108 million guaranteed. Packers quarterback Jordan Love held a football camp at the University School in Milwaukee yesterday. 600 kids from grade school to high school taking part, and there were more girls this year, many now playing in flag football leagues.
Football's for everyone, for sure. I mean, you definitely see a rise in the flag football game going on nationally, and obviously having girls out here is a big part of that, so it's fun.
Love today joining Packers quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players and reporting for training camp in Green Bay. First official workout is set for next Wednesday. Day two of the Open Championship underway today at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Brian Harman is 3-under through his first 7 holes today to move 5-under and into a one-shot lead. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Minnesota Twins begin the second half of the season with a game against the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field tonight. The Twins are in second place in the AL Central at 47-49. They have yet to announce a starting pitcher for tonight's game. First pitch is at 7:40. In other team news, former Twins starting pitcher Kyle Gibson announced his retirement from Major League Baseball yesterday. Jordan Addison could be facing discipline from the NFL. The Vikings wide receiver pleaded down to a wet, reckless charge in a California court yesterday. Addison was charged with a DUI in July of 2024 after an officer found him asleep in his car in a traffic lane of a Los Angeles freeway. The NFL released a statement saying that it has not finished reviewing the matter. Another Vikings news, rookies report to training camp on Sunday. Football season, meanwhile, has arrived in Green Bay. Packers quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players reported to Lambeau Field for training camp today. Green Bay's veterans are expected to arrive to the team facilities Tuesday before the first full practice the next day. Packers open the preseason August 9th. Against the Jets. The Bucks play their final game tonight in Las Vegas. Milwaukee wraps up its Las Vegas Summer League schedule against the Heat. The Bucks are 1-3 so far in the Summer League, having beaten the Nuggets and lost to the Cavaliers, Clippers, and Bulls.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming to you from the Fleet Farm Studio. This year I was fishing around the Apostle Islands during the spring period into early summer for lake trout, and I found it tough. It was very tough. But I found a triggering mechanism that allowed me to get some bites, and I'll tell you what it was. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
So it was a really tough early season bite up around the Apostle Islands for lake trout, at least for me. Some of the guys might have got onto them, but I wasn't one of them until I discovered something that really generated some good bites, a lot of bites, and some big fish. I mean, I had tried everything, spin and glow combinations with two or three on the line with dodgers in front of them. I'd catch one or two fish. I tried a lot of different colored spoons, different styles of spoons, and I'd get one or two fish. And I knew there were a lot of fish down there. I could see them on my sonar. Finally, I decided I'm going to try downsizing. Mr. Walleye Gary Roach always tells me when you're having difficulty getting a bite, you sometimes have to use finesse, and sometimes that means downsizing. So I downsized the spoon. The problem I had was the small hooks on those spoons wouldn't keep the fish on, so I ended up having to go with bigger hooks, and that worked. Tiny spoons with bigger hooks. Boy, did I get some bites, and it turned into a really good early season for me. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there. There's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, a slight chance of a late afternoon shower, highs upper 70s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms, lows mid-60s. For Saturday, 30% chance of thunderstorms, early highs near 80. And for Sunday, sunshine, highs low 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Lake City at 65. Nelson, Wabasha, and Mondovie at 62. Pepin, 62. Plum City, 59. Ocala, 57. Here at WRDN Sunshine 62 with Montgomery Gentry and Something to Be Proud Of, it's 8:24.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. But I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles to school, uphill both ways. We were cane-switch rays, a dirt floor poor. course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high as a tear falls down. Gut sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of."
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, "Let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
There's a new song in my life. Some may take love casually, but I know what is worth to me. I would count the steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given, tip my hat and walk through fire to find shore. My hat and walk through.
steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given. Tip my hat and walk through fire to find sure love. I would chase old ghosts and watch them scatter. Drop old dreams and watch them shatter. Use myself and all I own to find sure love.
Area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
So your bag's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about. Maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, 'cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gonna quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, and Backup Plan. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. 8:34. And reminder, 10:30 this morning over at Tarrant Park. They're going to be doing the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new Tarrant Park pool. That again coming up at 10:30. This morning over at Tarrant Park. Well, we have some birthdays today to pass along. Phyllis Trice, happy birthday. Tammy Danzine is celebrating a birthday today. Also, J.C. Bauer, happy birthday. Janelle Samuelson has a birthday today. And birthday tomorrow, Patty Palmer. And so all of their names going into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box coming up. We're going to pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They're going to win themselves a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to use that Dairy Queen app. Earn rewards points and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse. We'll have this week's birthday anniversary club winner here coming up.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear.
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I wish that it had.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true.
The confetti cake Blizzard treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ freezer closes.
Save 45% on all wall decor and 35% on spring and summer clothing all next week at the Cottage in Durand. Plus, join the Cottage for the Crazy Days sidewalk sale on Thursday and receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during the Cottage's Crazy Days sale all next week at the Cottage, downtown Durand.
Forecast for today, sunshine, slight chance of a shower late this afternoon, highs upper 70s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms, lows mid-60s. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and storms, highs near 80. Mix of clouds and sun across the region. Lake City, 65. Pepin, Nelson, Wabasha, Mondovi, 62. Plum City, 59. Ogallee, 57. Here at WRDN, sunshine and a few clouds, too. 62. And congratulations to Jeff Anderson. He's this week's birthday anniversary club winner. On the way, we're going to talk with the Durand, Arkansas School District Superintendent Ryan Nelson about the school board meeting this week. That's next.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Mr. Ryan Nelson, the superintendent with the Durand, Arkansas School District. As we talk with Mr. Nelson about this past week's school board meeting, and Mr. Nelson, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, one of the things that the board had to pass was the academic standards for a whole bunch of subjects. The standards really never changed, but this is almost more of just a formality, right?
Yeah, it really is. So one of the things that we do internally often is spend a lot of our professional development time as staff and as leadership ensuring that the curriculum and the materials that we're using are meeting the expectations and the rigor set forth in the standards. So not a lot of changes there. The state is something the state wants to ensure that we are keeping on top of every year, and that's one of the things they write into statute.
And along with that, there you know some other reports as well, you know, and things. It's like we're kind of getting ready for the upcoming school year. May I imagine that? Like the handbook. I mean, there's really not a. It's really some real minor stuff. Nothing major.
Right. Yeah. It really has not a lot of changes this year. And yeah, to your point, Brian, I feel like we just adjourned the last school year and we're prepping for a new one. But not a lot of significant changes at the middle school, high school level related to the handbook. You know, obviously the cell phone piece is always something that people are interested in. And we are going to continue to maintain the same policies and practices that we've had in place with that. You know, really try to enforce that to the best of our ability because we know that those are distractions at the middle school and high school level. And while our high school kids get a little bit more freedom with them in terms of use during passing time and lunch and such, it is still something that we want to stay on top of so that we are keeping kids' attention on what it needs to be in the classroom.
Talking with Mr. Ryan Nelson, Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent, talking about this past week's school board meeting. Well, the state budget's done. So now for the district, now you kind of get to actually, yeah, you passed a budget, but now you actually get to put some numbers in here.
Yeah, interesting. Seems a little backwards, doesn't it? Yeah, so state budget approved a couple, time kind of runs together. Shortly after the July 1st deadline. I think overall, being candid, probably disappointed in what was addressed or not addressed at the K-12 standpoint. We were really hoping for some type of attention to be paid to the low ceiling, per pupil low ceiling revenue limit authority. We are one of the, here in Durand, Arkansas, one of the lowest per pupil funded schools in the district, in the state, rather. From a financial standpoint, while other school districts are getting $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 a kid as part of the equalization or aid formula, we're just a touch over 11,000. And well, that seems like a lot. That's still, can provide some limitations. So we were hoping that was going to be addressed. It was not. So we will continue to advocate for that in the future. I guess one thing that I was pleased to see some movement around was the special education piece. And that was one of the big talking points from a number of the education associations throughout the budget process. We were hoping it was going to get to maybe a little bit better than 42 for next year, but the goal is to get it to 42% in 25-26 and then 45% in 26-27. So certainly it helps, I'm not sure it makes any significant changes. Thankfully, we're in a pretty good spot from a financial standpoint, but other districts, I think we're hoping to maybe avoid the referendum loop for operating expenses. We're hoping for a little bit better budget outcome. But it is what it is, and we'll take it and work with it, and we'll continue to work hard for the kids here.
Talking with Mr. Ryan Nelson, the Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent. So the one part, it's almost like this was kind of a special ed was up by 42%, but then there was another part of this piece that went to 50%, which is kind of not actual because it's kind of based upon how many people apply and that sort of thing. Can you explain that part of it?
Yeah, so the high cost special education reimbursement rate went from approximately 25% in the 24-25 school year to 50% for next year. The issue is that rather than it being essentially some sufficient meaning that those percentages are what they actually are then, they end up really being based upon what is spent across the state. So while they might say you're going to get 50%, when the spending goes up, that pot of money remains the same. So it ends up being divided out in a far greater distribution pattern than it would be. So rather than 50%, oftentimes it'll fall short of that. There's a lot of variables that go into it. The biggest of which is, you know, what kind of high cost claims are other schools putting in? And then the state looks at that, and if the money that they've allocated stays the same, but the cost of claims goes up, then the percentage that districts receive for reimbursement will be less than 50%. And when we build our budget, we will build it with the assumption that we're not going to get to 50% reimbursement.
Meanwhile, the district received a $56,000 grant. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Mrs. Zagozin and some members of the pupil services team spent a lot of time this spring writing for a grant related to providing instruction and coaching for staff members that work with students with disabilities. So really the purpose behind that was to increase educational outcomes for students with IEPs or with disabilities. And what this grant does is it allows us to provide some very specific training to our staff members that work with those students so that, in turn, those outcomes then can be realized through the increased PD and training for our staff members. So it's a three-year grant that we will be a part of it, totaling $56,000. So it's a nice sum of money that we will be able to utilize, again, specifically for training our staff members that work with students with disabilities.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Mr. Ryan Nelson about the school board meeting. No, it wasn't discussed at the school board meeting, but earlier this week, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a lawsuit with other states regarding grants for education and some of that from the federal government that are being recalled or brought back, and they're trying to prevent that from happening. Is the school district being hurt by that, or do we have any exposure to federal grants we could be losing?
Yeah, we do. The Title I pot of money, which is a federal grant that flows through DPI, isn't a part of that money that's being withheld, and that's the biggest chunk. But it's when we look at Title II, Title III, Title IV, that's a pretty large chunk of money for our school district. Nearly $100,000. That is money that has been built into that budget already. The unfortunate thing is that, we really didn't receive any advanced warning. And when I say we, I mean just K-12 as a whole, that these funds may or may not be available to us. So, that's a decent chunk of money that we use. Particularly those title funds are used to support kids that are most in need of additional support through our title programming. So, depending on how that plays out, that could, again, be detrimental to our operating budget here. And I think, one of the things that maybe has presented a little bit of frustration on our standpoint is we really don't know the rationale or the reason behind why the funds aren't being allocated. Congress approved them at the federal level, but the Department of Ed has frozen them. So we're hoping to get some clarity on that. We've still got a little bit of time before the school year starts, but that's a curveball that we've been dealt a little bit, and we hope to be able to navigate that.
And are some preliminary plans being put in place just in case the lawsuit fails, or potentially even if the lawsuit happens, they still don't release the funds anyway?
Yeah, we do have it comes down to utilizing some of our reserve funds, either through carryover funds that were allocated last year but are allowed to be carried into the new year, And really what that means is we have to reprioritize what we were aiming to do with some of those funds. You know, staffing is really set at this point, and staffing is a large portion of our budget. So when we look at what those, you know, funds that we would have to reallocate for, then that means that we're not able to carry out some of the maybe some of the curricular resources or technology needs that we've identified that we're going to use those title funds on to support those students. So through a combination of reallocating any carryover funds or funds that we currently have, and then using potentially having to use some reserve, that's the plan B and plan C at this point.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson this morning. In part of your report, folks that might check out the school district's website are going to be seeing some changes.
Yeah, so one of the things I think we're kind of excited about is that the website is getting a little bit of a makeover, if you will. And really the intent behind that is to make it a little bit easier to navigate, both for our folks inside the organization here, but also externally, parents, community members, you know, even folks from other communities, other schools that are looking to find certain information relevant to the school district. So that update is a little bit of a work in progress, and kind of the if you jump on it, durand.k12.wi.us, you'll notice that the design is a little bit differently, and that'll be being updated, continue to be updated over the course of the next few weeks, so that it's all ready to go for the start of the 25-26 school year.
Meanwhile, you've also already started working with Durand Builders on the new Early Learning Child Care Center.
Yeah, so we are working with their team on the design. You know, there's a lot of steps to that, into that entire process. So hoping to finalize some design elements here over the course of the next handful of weeks to month. And then there's a permitting process that we have to go through, obviously, with the city and the state. To ensure that everything meets the expectations and code requirements, and then hoping to start construction later this fall.
So groundbreaking ceremony and the whole bit, September, October?
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully, if everything goes as expected, thinking early October for a groundbreaking ceremony. So once we have a firmer date on that, we will be sharing that out with the community.
Finally, also in kind of a intermediate step is the before and after school club, and signups are already underway, and you already have a lot of kids signed up from what I understand.
Yeah, so we did an initial survey actually just to gauge the level of interest, because this was initially something that was just going to be part of the Early Learning Center, but then this through some conversations internally with our folks and our team and conversations with parents in the community, we kind of got thinking, well, like, gosh, maybe we can make this happen yet for the 25-26 school year. We already have the building. We can do it right at Caddy Woodlong. So we surveyed families. We got a really good response. Well over 70 kids would utilize either the before or after school program. So we put out job posting, both internally and externally. We've got staff, a couple of internal staff members interest. So we've got some folks externally interested. So we're going to go through some job interviews and get them onboarded and staffed. And then looking to get out formal registration probably won't be next week, but hopefully aiming for the week of July 28th to get that out to families for formal registration then.
And for those that may have not said yes, but are now saying, well, geez, maybe this is a good idea, can they still get involved?
Yes, they can sign up at any point leading up to school, really to the start of the school year. The nice thing about that is with a little bit older kids, the ratios vary a little bit. You can have more kids per adult, per employee. So we don't have to have a precise number. We want to get close, but that does provide some flexibility and opens that sign-up window for parents for a little bit longer. And then even once we have an idea of the exact number of kids that'll be participating in that programming once the school year starts. If possible, we'd like to be able to keep it open, some spots open for parents that may, you know, their personal situations may change with jobs or what have you, and it'd be nice to be able to offer them the flexibility to still sign up if they need to utilize that.
That is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. You're listening to WRDN.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
But I thought, no way, with all this ruckus. But after
lost count and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Woo! Five.
Or four.
Four.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.